Awatea Mita is with us, who's had a lot to do with restorative justice and is from Ngāti Pikiao, Ngāti Porau as well. And you'll be familiar with some criticism of our prison system. It's not the first time this has been made, saying that our women's prisons in particular are not fit for purpose. These are colonial constructs, the prisons that we utilise in our country. And of course, our people have long advocated for a more culturally appropriate way to deal with those who falter against society. Prisoners' rights advocate Awatea Mita says prisons are dehumanising and re-traumatising, especially for wahine Māori. Thank you for joining us on the program today, Awatea. Tēnā koe.
Ai ata, Māori.
Tēnā koe. The Human Rights Commission's reports found extremely worrying treatment of women in prisons. As mentioned, it's not something new, but it is important that we highlight our shortcomings, which have existed for many years. Kōrero mai, please, Awatea.
Yes, Dale, I absolutely agree. We've had successive reports over the, for many years, talking about how the system is failing our people and how the prisons is just another mechanism, another systemic mechanism that fails our people, and it's often at the pointy end. So there are many other processes that are leading up that disadvantage our people before we get to the prison. And then once they're there, they're exposed to these dehumanising processes. What I would say is that the more recent reports about the escalation in punitive punishments of our women, they're being exposed to pepper spray methods, being sprayed by guards, being sprayed in their cells. Being sprayed in a cell is against the UN conventions. There's only one men's prison where there's been more incidents of pepper spray use. And I think this asks a question, why are we being so punitive to a woman in our prisons? And why is it that our Māori and Pacifica women are being targeted and overrepresented in these punitive punishments?
How important do you think it is that the situation is highlighted, as we are doing today, as the media has a responsibility to do? But sometimes it seems that our government is acts more when they have international criticism rather than internal.
Yes, it seems to be a problem across a lot of spheres in Aotearoa New Zealand. So if we look at housing, they didn't want to acknowledge that there was a crisis. I would argue that we have a crisis in our prisons. We've had a crisis for a long time. We can go back to Hea Whaipanga Ho by Moana Jackson. Back in 1988, he laid out the cultural, philosophical and constitutional issues with the New Zealand criminal justice system and prisons. And over that time, from him highlighting those issues 30 years ago, things haven't gotten better, they've gotten worse. So like successive policies that haven't been implemented successfully that are supposed to improve the conditions for our people, Te Whai Pāngho hasn't been, they haven't listened, they haven't implemented, and consequently today things are getting worse. And they've been made aware of these conditions, you know, 30 years ago. In the reports that we've been that have been done lately, corrections acknowledge that the women that come into their system are vulnerable, and yet they've still done very little to ensure that these women are treated with respect and that their mana and dignity is being kept intact.
Awatea, how did you end up sort of considering these matters and working in this space and making public comment about it?
Oh, this, good question, Dale. This comes from my own experience of being in prison. So back in 2013, I was incarcerated on non-violent drugs charges, And then February 2013, I went in. I came out in December 2014, so just under 2 years. And the first thing I'd heard the statistics about how many Māori women were in the prison, but when I arrived there and saw what those numbers look like, that 65% of women in prisons are Māori, and then to see behind the numbers are our nannies, are our aunties, are our cousins, are our sisters, our friends, to see so many Māori women in the prison, it was a huge shock for me. And since I've been released, I've been on a journey of, I guess, really trying to unpack what happened to me and what's happening to us, what's happening to our women. And I guess it's come to a point now where I'm able to articulate what's happening in an academic sense. But more importantly for me is that I want to try and communicate what's happening to our whānau, just to, in, you know, everyday people, because I feel if they're able to grow their awareness about what's happening and about the way that these harsher punishments are being enforced on our women unnecessarily, it's also, you know, produces more trauma in their lives, and that can follow them when they leave the prison, and then that goes back to families. And in this way, whole communities are affected. When people realise this, I hope that they understand that we need to take some action, that we need to hold our government to account, and that some of the answers for us to find a way out of this crisis actually lies within our own culture. We never had prisons. We looked at, if there was harm caused in our communities, how can we restore the balance? And it wasn't just about individuals, but about how can we restore the balance for them, their whānau, and our whole community. And I'd really love for us to get back to those values and understand that the prison is only a recent feature in our lives, and we actually don't need it. There are other ways for us to deal with harm in our communities.
Well, in the introduction, I mentioned that this prison system is a colonial construct, as is our parliament. And we have politicians who have access to the prisons. I talk with Calvin a lot. He says that they're affecting change, not fast enough. I sense that you would advance. But it's a colonial construct. The politicians have access to prisons to see the realities. Do you think, Awatea, that perhaps our treaty rights should give our people some oversight and access so we can see the realities and talk about cultural interventions? At the moment, it seems that we are reliant almost exclusively on Wellington's perception of how our prisons are operating.
Yeah, I agree with you again, Dale. I think you're absolutely right. In one sense, there's a disconnect from the top. So they have these great aspirations. I don't doubt that they are people who care about what's happening, and they're trying to work towards policies that will improve the conditions. But there is a disconnect from the policies being made, good policy, and those policies being implemented. And then you talk about cultural interventions. Within Hokairangi is a recommendation about Māori co-design of programs. I don't think we're seeing that to the level that would make a meaningful impact. And this is something that comes back to our treaty rights. And I think part of the problem with the current government systems, and prisons in particular, not taking up this co-design approach, is that it does, that actually needs to come from the top down, from like within government. We need co-design from the very top to be able to filter through all the rest of these institutions. And I think because that hasn't happened yet, which was guaranteed to us in the treaty, then that's why it's so problematic, you know, a huge issue introducing it into the prisons now. The other problem is, because of this disconnect, this, the result is, and what it looks like inside the prison is more self-harm, more life-threatening self-harm, and more suicide. Women being subjected to more harmful and punitive punishments in the prison, more children being left in distress and poverty, and in this way whole communities are affected, where they are under-resourced, underfunded, and in, not in the position to meet the challenges that are presented. So it's, this is why I refer to it as a crisis. It's been a crisis that's been brewing for a long time. Successive reports have been outlining that this is the case, but it seems we've been reluctant to go there, because when we're in a crisis like what's happened with COVID, then you get that, when you can acknowledge that there's a crisis, you get that quick response.